theater students at Blue Ridge Community College in Flat Rock can count on an annual dose of creative social work. We're at a rehearsal of an original play called Battered.
You slut. You are like a bird of prey, posing to attract your next meal. I see you at the theater, at church, going for a walk, even at my own window. You and that so-called priest Caponsacchi.
And what else do you see, my lord? There is another priest, your brother, who feeds his fat face at your table. But that's not all he feeds on, is it? And you know it.
Whore!
It's a play within a play, with domestic violence underpinning the narrative. Katie Winkler is the playwright and head of the college's English department. This is the fourth play she has written and produced in collaboration with the college's drama department.
If I am, then it is the two of you, a poor nobleman and his priestly brother, who have taught me what depraved and misnamed love is.
Battered merges language from Robert Browning's 21,000-line, 130-year-old poem, The Ring and the Book, with a wholly contemporary story from Winkler's pen.
I wanted people to know what a great poet Robert Browning is. It's just so rich, and it's Shakespearean language, and it's just so beautiful. I couldn't use purely Browning language because nobody would be able to understand it.
So, at the suggestion of a writer with experience adapting books, Winkler conjured a story about a community college drama department adapting and performing a staged reading of The Ring and the Book. Both Browning's poem and the new story wrapped around it carry the weight of domestic violence. For the student performers, the education runs deeper than absorbing and learning the complex script. Adam Burkhart is a sophomore cast member from Hendersonville.
I didn't realize how prevalent it was in the community. I didn't realize how many people were actually victimized by domestic abuse. And we've had people come in from Safe Light and from Safe and come and talk to us about domestic abuse, and like there are signs and signals and precursors of things that can happen.
The domestic violence within the play threads three eras, 17th century Italy, the 19th century lives of Browning and his wife, who experienced abuse in her family, and the present. The college's video production department also produced sequences to rekindle episodes of abuse that play out as flashback memories.
It's the idea of looking at domestic violence from three different time periods and seeing the similarities in the abusers. It's complicated, but I'm telling you, it works. I'm surprised myself that it works, but this is the best thing I've ever written.
Jennifer Treadway chairs the college's drama department. Last year, she commissioned a new play about homelessness after helping one of her students who was homeless.
The only tool that I have in my toolbox is theater. And if I can use that to bring some kind of awareness to the things that I find my students facing, and that's why I like doing original pieces. Not only did Katie Winkler write this play, she wrote it and then workshopped it with these students so that these students could have their feedback taken into account when she did rewrites of the play, and then give them a sense of ownership.
Treadway's department now produces one show each year of what she considers important theater.
I think our definition of important has changed. To me, important meant, well, it should be Shakespeare, or it should be some kind of, you know, one of the classics. I was missing that art has the power to transform the world. If I can take the experiences of these students and show them how maybe they can make their lives better, there's this power wheel about abuse. If I can expose them to that, if I can show that to my audience, that's much more important than reading the Greek classics.
Winkler said one byproduct of writing this play was the opportunity to deal with her own childhood sexual assault.
And it was painful. But this play, maybe that's why I think it's my best, is because it was helping me deal with something, even though it wasn't directly about that.
Blue Ridge Community College's production of Battered is April 6th at the Transylvania County Library in Brevard and April 11th through the 14th on the campus in Flat Rock. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.